quality, I guess. Shes, good morning, my boy. I think it's the first time I'm speaking this year to Shir Pai Hai.
I think so. Well, I have a little hecha. No. Ja, aber die Eltern sagen, dass die Schmier wird schwach, aber es ist ein Zung bei keinem Raum.
Ich denke, dass ich Was Rabbi Yankel von Pshemel aus von der 12. Ich müsste sehen, wenn er ist schwer, witzig, ich müsste sehen, also, es ist wirklich zartig, und es kommt der Rebbe am Herrisch am Rimmelen. Der Rebbe Herrisch am Rimmelen, was der Meshur ist, was der Gabe am Rebbe am Mendele, der Rebbe Mendele, der Taub, der Rebbe am Meide, am Mendele am Rimmelen, der Meshur ist, der Rebbe Herrisch Meshur ist, and after the Pkini, he became the Rebbe, he made the Rebbe, der Rebbe ist zartig, der Rebbe ist zartig, der Rebbe ist zartig, der Rebbe ist zartig, der Rebbe ist the governor of the sounds of the food to the parish. He said, it's Sadiq Adon. He used to go to Pasha's Puri, he used to go to the parish. He said, it's Sadiq Adon. The Rebbe of the parish, after the Tira of his Rebbe, the Rebbe Mendeler, he went to the Rav Shitzurum. He was with the Rav Shitzurum. The Rav Shitzurum's oldest son was Rebbe Blazer of Jikina. Rebbe Blazer of Jikina was Mekana, and he helped him after that. Then after the Tira of Rav Shitzurum, he went back to Rebbe and became the Rebbe. He felt like he was on top for this Rebbe of Jekyll, and he promised him that he would come for a Shabbos. 2 weeks before his Petire, he came for a Shabbos to Jekyll, to Rebbe Blazer. His Yutzat happens to be on Lamed Cheshvan. Not every year we have his Yutzat. This year we do Lamed Cheshvan, we have the Yutzat of the Rebbe of Herish and Rebbe. So he came to the Shabbos, it was Pashas Lech Lechu. He came for Shabbos. And his meaning was, when he used to say Torah by Shabbos, he used to say a very interesting way he used to say Torah. He used to start off with Ma'aseh B'Reishis, every week. Start off with Ma'aseh B'Reishis. Abshem Shafin Devel, to the Marishan, he came to Noyach, and he spoke about 10 days between Tila and Mavini. He spoke about the Mavini, and the Yitzchak, and the Yaakov, and the Yiris Mitzrayim, and all the Nisim of Mitzrayim. Then he used to speak about Tzis Mitzrayim, then he used to say the Shira. And then he used to mention Matan Teure, we got the Teure, the Teure Stein, the Zoyna Zoy, he said the Teure Pasha Shemini. That was his side. You can understand it very well. You can understand the Pshat Pusha Miss Maase, because we know, Rashi asked the first Rashi, and Rashi asked the Pasha Bereishis, why do you stop the Teure with Bereishis Bura Lekin? The whole inning of the Teure is the Mitzvahs. Let's start off, Achon Shusei Lechem Pusha Chedushim, Evet Rashi, Koyer Maser in Lamoy. Rashi says about it. It's only about the push shot in the Rashi, push shot in Chazal is. There is a couple of toilet. Before you learn the toilet, you have to have middles, you have to have a minna. To be able to have a toilet, you have to have a lot of makdumas. Toilet is not stamped the knowledge. Toilet is a place to condition the yid. To learn toilet, to understand toilet, you have to have first a minna of Rizoylam. Then you have to have the Kuch of the Bidis Kedushas, the Heiding Avoid of the Ubers Kedushas. Then you have to have the Tzis Mitzrayim, the Shire, and then you come to the Torah. The way of the Herrsch Rimmel, the same Torah, used to start off with Masa Bereishis, and with the Ubers, and with Tzis Mitzrayim, and then you say the Torah. You understand the Pushit logic behind it. But interesting, that week, I don't know if it was all, many times, but that week in Parshas Lech Lechu, he not only did he say the whole story of Asmaraishis and of the Umas and of the Matis Mitzrayim, he managed stood up and he started saying the Shira Pusik Mapusik. He said the Shira, like we say on Shabbos Shira, Men of the Minig by Psik Rezim, and saying the Shira Pusik Mapusik. He stood up and said the whole Shira Pusik Mapusik. And the son of the Rizal Jikima was called the Imre Noye. It was called the Ramayr of Jikima, Imre Noye. Noyim said, people say that I'm Oisha. No, it was Oisha. It was an item from a big Gevier. It was Oisha. People say, I'm Oisha, they have so many silver goblets, so many crowns. I'll be willing to give away my whole money just to hear once more again from Rebbe of Harris the way he said, He used to always remember how he said the she was such a mesichus, such a gavaldi. I'd be ready to give away my whole rechish just to hear again how he said the tishi emelchu to v'ayim ruchetz. So I want to add a sofa to this story. Why pick the shira? Why was it so mispulet? It wasn't Shabbos shira. It wasn't shishul paisach. It was pashas lech lechu. What's the significance of the shira? The same shira pusik ma pusik on pashas lech lechu. And we will understand the ma'al of the shira. We will understand why we say the shira every single day. There's a whole Torah. Every single day we say the shira. We say the shira. We don't think about it. We're so used to it. I heard the gevaldi gevaldi. Just by the way, I'm just hacking up. I heard the gevaldi gevaldi. This week, my brother, oldest brother, said to me, Azoy. We find difficulty in having kavod and davening. We find difficulty. And somebody told me that Dag Kivitsky, Zang Zin, Fish Alive, Dag Kivitsky, was once by a sefer of different doctors and people. And they were speaking about different stories. So they said, everyone should mention a story, the most embarrassing story. Everybody should say it's an embarrassing story. I'll tell you an embarrassing story. I'm a Ruv in the Shul. I'm a Rav in the Shul. I'm very proud to tell you that every day, when the first bracha, my mind wanders. He said to the Olim, I'm embarrassed about that. That is so difficult. Brother said, shouldn't be so embarrassed. Why is my mind wanders? He explained as follows. Hashem is more created a person with a conscience and a subconscious. A conscience and a subconscious. If a person would every time have to think about what he has to do consciously, it would be very difficult. So many things we do, the subconscious works. A person goes, a person comes, a person drives, he opens the door, he puts away his keys, he comes, and then there are things that he has to do consciously. So it was a toilet on the Eibishter that a person has a subconscious to help him get along, and he gets along with his business because he's subconscious. So truly is, it's a tame of the Eibishter. First, I think we do every single day, goes into the subconscious. So it's a tame of the Eibishter, a tame of the Eibishter. Now a person davens, his subconscious davens, because it does it every single day. So it's a tame. So why is my wonders? It's a tame. A person should feel bad about it. But he has to work for himself. He has to work to be able to daven. We daven every single day, we say the Shira. It's subconsciously, we say the Shira. But sometimes we have to revive ourselves to work against the Teva, to remind ourselves, why is the Shira so great? What's the trouble in this mass of the parish governor that a plain Pasha's Lech Lechu, he stood up and started saying the whole Shira Pusik Pusik. And then if we understand the Ma'ala of the Shira, we understand why we say the Shira every single day, and maybe we also have the Chizik. The Heilige, the Brinoi was the spoon every single day when he reminded himself how the parish said the Tisu Yimirut of Lai Mubet. Every pussy in the Shira is so beautiful. What's the Ma'al of the Shira? So I want to explain this mass of Rabbi Hersh with another part of Rabbi Hersh. I want to learn Rabbi Hersh the Shetus. We find the cipher by the smile from Rabbi Hersh of Rabbi Neva, an interesting shmiz, as he said, Motzer Simchas Teure. Motzer Simchas Teure, remember I want to say to a person, I have to be a butcher, he says to me, it's a very difficult time. What's Simchas Torah? It's been a whole month, there's been sickness, there's been Simchas Torah. Back to the butcher shop, it's so difficult to go back to the butcher shop. The truth is, it's a feeling after the Yom Tov, back to the normal routine, it's an anticlimax, as they say. So it says the Rebbe of Hersh as follows. Listen, I want to say the Lushin. Normally it's not good to read out, but I have to say the Lushin. What's Simchas Torah, by night, before they took away the tables, the Rav Hersh says, the Gemara says in Soita, a mushal, a person was walking in the middle of the night and it was dark and he was scared from the thorn bushes, he was scared from chayes, from galurim, he was very scared. And most besides that, he doesn't know the way. Can you imagine a person going in the dogs of the night amongst the wild animals and amongst robbers? And amongst the koitzim, thorn bushes, it's a very, very unpleasant matzav. Says the Gemara, Baruch Hashem, this damnoloy avikin shel oil. All of a sudden, he finds the beacon of a fire to make him light. Oh, Litzim la kruzim la prusim. Now he's not scared that he'll go into the bushes or fall into a pit. He has this light here. Aber he was still scared from the chayas and the listim. He was still scared from the chayas, because although he has to get like a light, so he won't fall into the pit. Aber the chayas won't be in the spool from the light. He's still scared from the chayas. And also, he's still going in a straight, he doesn't know which way to go. Then it became daylight. Oh, all the chayas go away. When it comes day, then all the chayas, the behemoths, but all the listim, all the robbers, vanished. It became daylight, but he still didn't know where to go. He didn't know the way. It was like a big yard, a big woods. Where did he go? It was blundering. Then he came to the Pusha's Truchem. He sees a signpost. Which way to go? He can't see this. That's the Gemurah. Says the Rebbe Pesh, this Gemurah is a mushel on the time that we're standing now. Let's think it. He says the Rebbe Pesh, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till today, what have we gone through? Yemaya Rachman Vasliches, days that are the signal for Tshiva, we learned Torah, we daven, we said Tehillim, we gave Tzedukah, then came Rosh Hashuna, we became Mitzvah Tkiyah Shoifa, and we were Zoycha to bring the Eibishter Kisser Rachman, Yom Zekurim, I say this in my Tshiva, in Yom Kippur, he said, we have the Mitzvah of eating Yom Kippur, and we have this chos to get Malkis. It's a meaning to give Malkis Yom Kippur. It means this meaning. Then, after Yom Kippur, we have the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sikkers. Then we have the Sikkers, we have the Gewaltic Mitzvah of Sikker, the Mitzvah of Dalet Minim, the Spiesen, the Simchus Yontem, Shana Rabbe, Shmini Atzeres, Simchus Teure, our whole Nefesh, Rich Neshama, how where to bring, to Shep, Chiyas. But now, all this has gone past. We feel like a person who is going in the dogs of the night, and he's scared from the thorn bushes, from the robbers, and he's all blundering, he doesn't know where to go. And Kemat Chas Meshulem, he went to fall into a net of Atzeres. Atzeres is terrible. Because we don't know where is our Meshulem going to bring Chiyas, to Shem Chiyas. Says the Yemur has a Eitzah for a person to remember Chasna Aboyra, to bring Simcha to himself. How? He remembers the soon going to come Chanukah. The light, the avika, the fire, is meramed on the net of Chanukah. That's good, it's good, it's good about Chanukah. So as Chanukah comes along, we nitzel from the koitzim, from the thorn bushes, because we know that the Gemurah says as we light the Chanukah by night, tichle regem nashik, takes away all the evil koiches. But it's not enough. It's not enough. What will be after Chanukah? We're still scared from the Chayas Ruas, the Listim. Then we remember Avoid HaShachar. The Mishnah, the Pusik says, Ratzayach HaYeris HaShachar, says the Gemurah goes on Esther. Yeris HaShachar, the Ramos on Esther, it's kind of coming out. Pirim, and Pirim, Maile, we're happy. But then we remember, this is our Nuch Pirim. We're still blundering, we're going astray. But then we remember, it's going to be Kriyas Yamsif. It's going to be Kisyam, it's a way in the Yam, mm-hmm. Hashem shows a way how to split the Yam, and show a way how to go. Pushes Truchem, this is Paiser, and then the Yinu Atom Mitzrayim, and the Yeshiva Mitzrayim, this is not the Yeshiva. So in other words, the Mahesh was saying, a person shouldn't be fall into a Yish after the Yom Nevoim. But why? Because it's going to come and get his man. It's going to come and Chanukah. Is it Kim and Pirim? Is it Kim and Chiyas Yamsev? That's the Pusha's Truchem. So we see it, the Pesha Ugelen, as the Chiyas Yamsev, that's the ultimate goal. The goal is Chiyas Yamsev. In other words, every year we know this man, it's not only his historical event, it's a Chazuba every year. The whole year is Avodas Hashem, it's not finished the Heilige Tag, it's finished the Yom Nevoim. It's a continuation of Chanukah, of Pirim, and Kriyas Yamsev is a place where Hashem's book shows us exactly the Pusha's Truchem. So I can understand why the Rebbe Hersh was singing the Shira of Hashem's Lech Lechu. The way the Rebbe Hersh himself explains in the book of Torah that a person waits for Chanukah, he waits for Pirim, and the Kriyas Yamsev is the Indian of the Pusha's Truchem, how a person has said in Shmai, Vayosha Hashem, Vayoy Mahi, Hashem helps a person how to find his right way, his right path, in this good big water, in the Yamsiv, in all the Yamsiv, we saw the waves and the difficulties. Hashem's will makes a Kriyas Yamsiv. He shows you a way through the Yamsiv. That's the end of Kriyas Yamsiv. So about the Pashas Lech Lechu, the time when a person starts the winter, they have to have Chizik, about it's a time to sing Shira. That was a pshat by every single day we say the Shira. A person says the Shira every single day, he can have Kavuna, he can think, he has to have Chizik. Go out of our subconscious mind, become a little conscious, think, we're saying the Shira, we go to have Siyata Nishmaya, Hashem's going to help us in the Yam, a person lives in the Yam, different difficulties, different challenges, different waves, a person has to have Chizik. The Shira gives Chizik, the Shira is the Purusha's look, the Shira shows how Hashem's book shows the right way in the Yamsin. Another chizik we have, winter, on the settlers of the Ovos HaKadosh. It's not that we read the settlers, we know when we were children, it was very interesting parshas, the parshas of the righteous, the stories of the Ovos were geschmack for children. Now that we're older children, we also have to have a geschmack. It's an ending of Kriya Mo'ol and Azman. The Heilige Nisha Rim says, B'Shem, the Chois of Lublin, that we know the Yerushalmi says a person learns a member of Abaye, a member of Rover, a member of any tzaddik. The Yerushalmi says the person should imagine it if the person is standing there. Not stand with saying a member. You have to live. When you say a vote of the Chesam Sofer, a vote of the Chofetz Chaim, a vote of the Vilna Guem, a vote of the Baal Shem Tov, you have to imagine. Ke'ila is standing here and speaking to you. Why? Because Lemes, his Chochma is his Neshuma. It's not stand. His Chochma is his Neshuma. Says the Heilige Rishirim, these settlers with the whole Klal Yisrael are learning the Parsha of Umavini. It's not only with Dafayoimi, a part of Klal Yisrael learned Dafayoimi, right? Parsha of Bereishis, Lech Lechu, not a part of Klal Yisrael. Whole Klal Yisrael learned this Parsha. So, Einuchu Balashmiya Gudel Mesei, of Umavini is now talking to us. A person should imagine that Umavini is talking to us. Can you imagine the light that Klal Yisrael will get these Parshas? Says the Nisharim, Lublina said that the light he felt on Parshas Lech Lechu was Yisrael who oir min ha-choshech. Why? Because the Medrash says, Vayhi oir ze'avura. Ravini put in light in the world. And if we're learning now the Parshas of Ravini, the fact is he's bringing light into our Meshuvah. Especially since Parshas Lech Lechu is the beginning of the Umas, he's building a light. So if we're speaking about looking for a light to help this person who's going in the Midbar, and it's dark, and there's thorn bushes, and there's pits, and there's robbers, and they don't know which way to go. So the Gemara says that the beacon, he finds the beacon that makes him light. Says the Rehash Tzchanike. It's another pshat in the beacon. The beacon is this light where he oil, the Muravini. A person is after the Yom Teruah, back to the normal schedule, and we have to have a tzlucha. So we have this parsha, the parsha of the Omas, we live with the Omas. I've many times said the story, but it's such a beautiful story, I'll repeat it again. Because it's so important, it's not really the story, it's not the knowledge behind the story, it's the mitzvahs to live with the story. I heard the story here in Manchester, one of the Rabbanim came, it was Parshas Vayechi, it was the end of the Ovis, it was Vayechi. He says, now we're making a siyam on the Parshas of the Ovis. That's always good to know, not by the siyam, but the beginning. I'll say the same story, I heard Parshas Vayechi, I will say Parshas Lech Lechu, it's the beginning of the Ovis. Famous story is, you know the story, yeah? Remember the story?
No.
The Abtaruv story. The Abtaruv became Reuven Abt. The Abtaruv was up early morning. The Abtaruv, the Talmud of the Meilich of Lezhensk, the Abtaruv, the Oiv Yisruel. It was up early morning in the Tzuvik Kodesh Baruch Hu. And early in the olden times, they used to have the person to get the Shabbos going through the town and clapping on the fences, waking the Oilim up. Now we have alarm clocks, maybe a little later maybe. Those times it was early morning, they used to clap on the windows. Shteis on the mornings are boiler. Sliches days. I find some places where they have the waking up sliches. Belzik here, yeah. You hear the cars going around the streets. Shteis on the sliches. So he's sitting there in the upper room in his room. 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. The shower's clapped. And he had like a zitter. So he thought maybe it's unexpected. I didn't expect to have this clap on the window. So I give it a zitter. Tomorrow, he was expecting it. He was expecting to have this clap. And again, the zitter. Maybe I wasn't so used to it. The third day again. There's something interesting. Wow. I, when he claps on the window, do I have such a service? Must be the tzaddik nista. And maybe he has a b'skoisik kavunas. That's why it's boiled about the shomer. So he opens the door and he calls and up the shabbos. The shabbos was a push to shabbos. And he got frightened. The host called him, what have I done wrong? He said, no, I want to ask you, what do you have in mind when you knock on the window? I was embarrassed to speak about it. I have nothing in mind. No, you have to tell me. So he says, oh, I clapped three rules. The Eshbot and the Avruam, then Yitzhak and Yaakov, and then the three of us. It's like in many places, when before davening, the bell for the minute, they clap three times. One, two, three, what's right, three times? Avruam Yitzhak Yaakov. Oh, he says, you clap Avruam Yitzhak Yaakov. Now I understand why my Neshama gets so revived. If you have Kavula, Avruam Yitzhak Yaakov. He says, I'm a Shabbos, I'm a son of a Shabbos, an idol of a Shabbos. I have Kavula from my Zayda. When I clap on the window three times, I should have in Zin mind. Avruam Yitzhak Yaakov. So I know why the Shabbos gets so revived. So we say, if we're looking for Chizik, after the Yom Neruim, we should go to the Chibash Rashi. Take a Mashiach Chibash Rashi here. Maybe it should be a bigger oil in the Chibash Rashi. Maybe make more tables for the Chibash Rashi. Take away the Mechitza. Maybe make less bigger oil in the Chibash Rashi. Chibash Rashi, to me, it's not stam. Okay, we find people that just about by lining them, oh, which Seder is it this week? Which Seder? Lech Lech Huam, yeah. Nicht my lighting should remind myself. Sunday should remember. Sunday should remember. This week is Lech Lechu. We live with the parshas, especially these parshas are so, the Heilige Chassid Magid said, and these parshas, it's like a kalte winter, it's cold winter. I've said in Yiddish, those who understand should explain it. It's a kalte winter, up in parshas, was an angehielt in our pelts. These parshas are angehielt in our pelts. So we deal with a pelt. What's a pelt in English?
A fur coat.
The aim is that it's a parasha that it warms you, makes you warm. And it's like hidden behind the fur coat, it's all hidden. So these parshas can warm us. If we're looking to, if we're going to a bitter cold night, dark, now the Rubavina makes us light and we have the parshas that make us warm. So a person should realize all the as it says in the Rambam, it's Ma'as or Uvas, similar Labunim. Also, those of Yedin, also similar Labunim, it helps us. Every single Yid has a Neshoma of a Humavini. How does a spider know to make a spider web? Who taught the spider to make a spider web? It's a very clever, I can't make a spider web. You have a look at the spider. We don't want a spider web, but if we see a spider web, if we look at the spider web, it's beautifully made. Who teaches the spider to make a spider web? It's in the genes of the spider to make a spider web. It's in the genes of a yid to have a minute. The Heilige Bar Tanya writes, it's in the genes of yid. They say in the World War, when Nebuchadnezzar, they saw yid in the world. Fourth of Rosh Hashem, when they came to Mesiris Nefesh to be koif in the Eibstein, they said Shema Yisrael. They say this, the oldest Kleri Rebbe was going in the train Nebuch, one of the journeys. And there was a Yid there, was a Vat of Yiddishkeit. He was a Chalal Shabbos, and he was very sick. And he came to the Rebbe, and he said, Rebbe, remind me of the Pusik, Shema Yisrael. A Yid's got Bateva, a Yid's got Bateva, a minute. So everyone's got a Neshuma of a Yid, it's a Teva nature to have a minute in the Eibishter. And by connecting to these parshas, learning these parshas, learning about the Rubavin, it's not a historical event, it's learning about ourselves. If the Eibish says that Rubavin, Lech Lechu Ma'aretzchu, they will learn to go by Sabich Alot Shereku. So if the Eibish says, Lech Lechu, go to yourself, find yourself where you are, Lech Lechu, the Eibish says it, or the host says it, Lech Lechu, go find yourself. How? How can a person find yourself? By Aratzchu, take away the Gashmias. In Malaratzchu, all these different middas that you're born with, by Savichu. Refine your middas, refine your Gashmias, then you will find yourself. Because the truth, every single person has got internally in himself, Avum Avini, as the famous word for the Chishanim, Mugayin Avuam. Shem Yisburach, God's the Pitla Yid. You got a Pitla Yid, everyone who says, Mugayin Avish, the Shitz, the Avish, the God's, Avruavini is the pitl of every single yid. So in my life, a person is looking for chizik. After the Yom Neruim, it's the chizik to realize who we are. We have Avruavini in ourselves. And that gives us the Malbi Yechizkel. And we say it every single day. Those people who say, who come early to davening, early enough, to be able to say the Korbunus, they say it every day. First of all, we start off the first thing after the Bruchas, we say that Kaide. Why that Kaide? Because that Kaide is the place where from Avini, what in the Shetan Avini, and brought in the Koich of Mesiris Nevesh to Eden. So we say that Kaide. Every single day, what's davening? What's davening? What's the notion of davening? Davening, says the Rabbi Sosre, davening. The Avihoi, it's our Chuvus. And we really take that British for the Shachris, Yitzit for his Mincha, Yaakov Ma'arev. When we say, we daven three times a day, we're connecting to the Tfilis of the Uvus daven. The Avihoi, daven means from the Uvus. We say daven, we connect to the Uvus. How much can a person be inspired if he realizes his Gmaltike Kolech how great he is? Why can he fall into an Atzvus? Why can he fall into depression? Why is it dark? It's light. But he oils, they have Romavini. So we start off the Davin, we say Akkaide, we connect to Akkaide. We say Abomini was willing to have Messias Nation with the Eibishter. He gave us a teva, a nature, to have Messias Nation with the Eibishter. Then we carry on. We carry on. Mu'uni, Mechayaini, Mechastaini, Metzkesaini, Mayishtaini, who are we? Imoy Sa'udam and Baha'im Oy, we're not better than the Baha'ims. Quite, Zeh Yitzchak, and that's like Bechirim, Levich HaChiyum and Shema Yisroel. It's a chizik. Every single day we chazer, the Siddur is a chizik cipher. When a person realizes what the Siddur is a chizik cipher. We take the Siddur, and we say the Tfilah of Romavini, and we say it clearly. Who are we? We're nothing. Amol, the Vabba Neshoma Tehoiru, he gave us a Neshoma. Who are we? When the kinder of Romavini is Chiyakim, Levich HaChiyum, Leuchtehu, Ashrayim, Tehoiru, So we see how the tefillah is brings the shayles to the most kedusha. That's the shayles. Kimtzi yah Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is a big kedusha. It's a big kedusha. So we have three seeders. Why three seeders? Connected three overs. Lion Shabbos connected Yitzchak Avini. Shabbos morning is connected Avraham Avini. It's not Kesayde. But that's connected Yitzchak Avini. But morning is connected. Says the Rebbe Meilich, as the schism of the three sinus, mezoiche, te buna, chayim, mezoine. Every sinus, mashpia, buna, chayim, mezoine. Children, life, and panusa. So we see here how a person should be mechazik himself. That's the inyan of these parshas, these weeks. Can I to realize the inyan of the kuch of the Ovis. The Torah writes, Rabbini was 75 when he went out of Chura was 75. Why do you have to mention how old he was? What's the 75? Says the Bas Ayin, what's the gematria of Betuchim? 75, no, I could guess. So he wants to tell us that of Ravini's Koyach, how did he live? He went out of his place, he goes somewhere, where? I don't know where. The person leaves his family, his friends, to go where he doesn't know where to go. No betuchen, no betuchen. So the Torah says in 75, the Bimram is not betuchen, he betuchen. He fight, he fought. Can they get the four kings? As one pshat in Rashi, didn't fight with 318 soldiers. He had a laser gematria. What's the name of the laser? Lekai Uvim Ezri. He had betuchen. Hashem will help him. And also 318 gematria siach is tefillah, siach. See, he's speaking. He had his tefillah. So, given these parshias, we learn about Chumash. We have to study these parshias well, with Chumash, with Rashi, with the Mefarshim, and with the Torah. And everything we learn, we should adapt to ourselves to realize that we are the children of Avraham Avinu. All these midas, as the Shad to the Dvar Yehui, Chayiv Kol Udam Noima, Musa Yegiyah Masai, Lemasa Uitz V'yakiv. Every person should say, Uitz V'yakiv. Says the Abtaruv, the Uvus HaKadoshim, when they served the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they had in mind all the Doiris. In the Moirah of Tzadik, Mishor Tzadik, was Kulil, all the children. So, we had to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs. But if Rami was Mekayim the Torah, he was Mekayim together with us. Because we were in his Neshoma. So now it's only Chazura. The first time it's very difficult. But the person is ready to be Mekayim when it's Chazura. Chayim immer muss ich ihr Maße, was habe ich damit sehen? Ich habe Scheiß, die Maße, die I have done together before. Das ist mir, ich bin nicht Karubi, ich bin mir, ich bin mir keine Mitzvahs. So, das ist eine gewaltige Chizik. Also, wir fragen mir doch ein Wort für Heiliges am Seufe. Rashi says, when he came back from Mitzrayim, he went to the school, and then there was a Ruhav, famine, went to Mitzrayim, came back, because the Hussoi, poor Haki Foysov, he paid his debts. Heiliges am Seufe, for really made debts, he paid his debts, what's the big Kiddush here? It's a different Mishnah. But really, listened to Hashem, and he went to the school. What happened? The famine. So all the goyim said, oh, that's your God. You said you're going to the school, you're going to have money, you're going to have children. Forget it, you're going to the famine. He had betochen, didn't answer. He made choice given. Why do you have to go to Mitzrayim? That's your God. They made choice given a minute. When he came back from Mitzrayim after the Nisim of Surah, after he got the Tzuri Bukka, he answered them, he paid them back, he answered them. The way there, they asked questions, we had betochen, they had a minute. 75 a minute betochen. And there, Hashem's more helped, that he saw that slucha, that he was mitzel from Paroi, and he got a lot of money, as the first blue pshat, he made a similar boon, he was like, 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 somebody told me that this year, Tufshi in Pai Hai, is Tai Shnas, Pardusa Harbe, somebody said.
Oh mein!
Und dann schreiben sie auf der Nusse Arme, der Gaspis im Wochenende ist, dann gibt es in der Mitte.
Oh mein! Ein warmer Wind. Ich möchte eine Kollektion für die Heating. Ich möchte eine Kollektion für die Heating. Ja, aber ich möchte eine Kollektion für die Heating.